So this is our time. You feel like this is a, I mean, you guys are going off, it's obviously a disappointing season, but you feel like you can be in that contender mix?
Absolutely. I feel like in years past, you know, it's come on the heels of usually, you know, seasons that weren't up to our standards. And everybody comes in, everybody goes in the offseason prepared to work. Everybody shows back up in shape and you know, attentive and paying attention and ready to go. And I feel like that's how we came back. And you know, I'm excited about it.
So the more questions we have about you guys, the better.
I'll be honest with you, I'm used to it. It's not something that's going to swing my emotions one way or the other. The biggest thing for me is, you know, I have an opportunity to be part of a team that's more than capable of winning and winning a championship. And I feel like this is what we're here for. You know what I mean? Why not go for it?
Are you anxious to see it all work together? Like you said, the pieces are still kind of hitting a little bit.
I am. I think you know, on defense, it's, you know, you're out there every day, so you kind of understand, okay, this is what we need to work on, this is what we need to work on. But, you know, you're watching the offense, you don't always know, you know, what they're supposed to be doing. So it'll be interesting to see how we feed off of each other when the real games are being played.
Matthias, I think at different stages of a player's career, he approaches the preseason differently, especially the last game. At this stage of your career, how do you approach this game Thursday?
You know, you want to work on the things that you've picked out during this camp to get better on, but you got to stay healthy, and you want to run. So this week has been about running hard, extra during the week, getting to the ball so you can practice and get in shape for the regular season. But you know, the preseason is a huge key just to stay healthy.
How close do you think this defense, specifically the line, is to being ready?
This defense or offense?
This defense and this defensive line.
I think we're ready. There's no doubt in my mind. I mean, we have not just a talent, but we have enough guys to rotate in there, guys who can come in at the drop of a dime, and there will be no lag. We have talent, we have speed, we have power all the way up and down. So, I mean, it's a good year for us.
Is this last preseason game just a game to get through physically, or do you attach more to it than that?
I think as a group, this game is played more throughout the week than it is just on that one game day. So we've been approaching every practice as it's very important. You know, we want to get in shape, obviously. We want to get everything that we talked about working on, get that done. And then when we go out there in the game, you approach it very intensely. Like, you know, maybe you only play a couple plays, but you don't know how many you're going to have. So when we're out there, you want to be out there crisp and clean and make sure that everything is you know, being said quickly, and you know, all the checks and calls are coming out the right way, and then we're executing, and then get out of it healthy.
From what you're seeing on film, is the secondary as good as advertised?
Absolutely. I mean, there's no doubt about it. I mean, if you saw, you know, some of the plays that were made in the last couple of weeks, I mean, you know that there's obviously flashes of it, but we come out here every day, and it's, I mean, from all the way up and down, the guys that you think of, all the way to, you know, guys who are backing up, they're doing great things. I mean, I think Zeebo's at the moment, he's one of the guys who doesn't get a lot of attention, but I mean, hell, he's one a day. He's got a pick. So that's part of the thing that, you know, I'm excited about. You know, we'll do our job up front, and then you know, we'll have fun watching them work back there.
It's a different group here now, but in the past, when there's been uncertainty about you guys have sort of relished sneaking up on people or being overlooked. Is it the same feeling here? Did you talk about that at all, that no one's picking you guys to do a whole lot?
I've been on either side of that, and to be honest with you, unless you go out there and show it and execute and come out with a win, it doesn't really mean anything. You know what I mean? Like, however, each team is different and takes a different approach, and each team has a different personality. So in my mind, all I want to do is get a win. If we got a bunch of guys who want to be overlooked, they need that as motivation, that's fine. But, you know, I've been here for a while, and I think, you know, I'm going to approach every play like it could be my last, every game like it could be my last, because that's what you realize as you get older, is you don't have a lot of time left.
Can a guy kind of add to that and just kind of bring that here a little bit?
I think that's something that that was pointed out here by Perry as soon as he got here. He follows through at the end of every play with the intent to get the ball out. And I don't know if that was something that he learned when he got to the league, or if it was something that he's been taught since he was little, something that we should probably all pick his brain about, because he however you call it, a knack, you call it effort, whatever it is, he just does it. He does it on a consistent basis, and yeah, that's one of those things you got to tip your hat to, because the guy is he's focused.
Are you seeing?
Absolutely. I mean, you see it out here. It's like when you see somebody do it over and over again and say, okay, well, that's something that I need to add to my game. And I think a lot of people have done that.
Have you seen the offense make strides in practice?
You see them make strides? Oh, yeah, definitely. The execution, I mean, there's less guys looking around, talking to each other about what their jobs are. They know, they understand what their assignments are, and that allows them to play faster. I don't think you've been able to see their athletic ability, especially up front on the line, because they were thinking early on. But as the weeks have gone on, you know, they've come off the ball a lot harder. They've gone a lot faster. They know what they're supposed to be doing. You know, I'm right there between that tackle and that tight end, and there's usually a lot of communication going on, not just with them, but with every team during the preseason. And as it's gone on, it's been less and less, and they know what they're doing. So, you know, glad that they're feeling comfortable and they're getting into their roles.